Welcome to Reflection Time, the program that looks at world events and everyday issues through the eyes of the scriptures, and as well shares with you some inspirational music. Welcome to Reflection Time. On our program today, we're going to take a break from our regular format. We won't be sharing with you some of our regular features, such as Amazing Fact and as well the Lifeline Productions. But rather, we have a guest in studio today that we're going to interview and listen to some of his music. In the past, we've had Bruce Moss in the studio on a couple of occasions. Bruce is a local artist here in St. John's, and we've shared some of his music that he not only writes and composes and records himself, he also produces his own CDs. Bruce has released 2 CDs and will soon be releasing a third one. Since it's been almost a couple of years since we've had Bruce in the studio, and he's been working on a considerable amount of work since then, putting together a number of new songs, we thought it would be nice to have him back in the studio to share some of his new music and to talk about it. We'll open the program with one of his newest recordings entitled Father, Forgive.
I live, I will never forget 2 words of pardon spoken in love, enabling me to finally be free and giving me wisdom from heaven above. As long as I live, I will never forget. Father, forgive. Father, forgive. As long as I try to learn to comply with the lessons of love that Jesus taught me, to be willing to live for Him, to forsake my sin. By His stripes He's healed and He's bought me. As long as I try to learn to comply, Father, forgive. Father, forgive. For the pain and the sorrow that I put you through, for the things that I did and that I did not do, for the sins of the world that were carried by you. Father, forgive. Father, forgive. As long as I see that your love for me goes far beyond my comprehending. You knew the cost of redeeming the lost, but you still gave your all without ever offending. And now that I see that your love is for me, Father, forgive. Father, forgive. As long as I pray, I know God will stay here by my side throughout the ages, giving me hope and helping me cope while the world around me rages. I know that He'll stay as long as I pray. Father, forgive. Father, forgive. Father, forgive me for all that I've done, for driving the nails into your precious Son. Teach me to be more like Jesus, I pray. Father, forgive. Father, forgive. As long as I live, I will never forget two words of pardon spoken in love, enabling me to finally be free and giving me wisdom from heaven above. As long as I live, I will never forget. Father, forgive. Father, forgive. Father, forgive. Father, forgive.
That was Father Forgive by Bruce Moss. Well, as I mentioned at the top of the show, Bruce is in the studio with us. Welcome, Bruce.
Thank you, Paul. It's good to be here.
I know it's been a little while now, at least a year, or so, yeah. A little more than a year that we've had you in the studio. And I know you've been working on a lot of material over that period, writing and recording and so forth. A lot of inspiration there. So it's good to have you back so we can talk about some of your music and what you've been going through over the past year or so.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
And that opening song, Father Forgive, a very powerful message in that song. What inspired you there, Bruce?
Well, what inspires me in all my music is the Word of God. And that song is based on, I guess, Mark chapter 11, verses 25 and 26. Jesus said, "And when ye stand praying, forgive if ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses." And then verse 26, very powerful verse, Jesus says, "But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses." So, you know, it's pretty powerful words.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Christ forgave all those who put him through the cross and what he suffered on Calvary.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do."
Yeah, and he is bearing the sins of the world.
Absolutely.
On that cross. Yeah,
and he requires no less of his followers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No less.
Yeah, as hard as that might be to do, and in and of ourselves, it's virtually impossible.
In and of ourselves, we'll never do it.
Yeah, it's only by, you know, his grace and him working through us that we have that power to forgive others.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I know before the program today, you're talking about how people who went through concentration camps. You mentioned Corrie Ten Boom.
Yes.
And what she had gone through.
Mm-hmm.
People who were faced brutality and torture, and yet to face their those who committed those atrocities against them, to forgive them.
Absolutely.
Most people could say, how is that possible?
Yeah.
Only when you know the Lord is that possible.
Absolutely. And she relates in her book, Triumph for the Lord, how she met later on after she survived the concentration camp in Germany. And she was out evangelizing, and she actually met the man who was so brutal to her and caused the death of her sister and her family in the concentration camps. And here she has been traveling the world preaching forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
But when it came her turn, she saw this man, all the negativity just surfaced within her.
Mm-hmm.
And God told her, this means you do.
Mm-hmm.
And she just struggled with it, She relates in her book how she struggled with this, But she realized she had to practice what she preached. And she realized on her own accord she could not do it. And she just said, "Lord, I cannot do it, but I'll allow you to do it through me."
Yeah.
Yeah.
the scripture says that we're to be an epistle read of all men.
Mm-hmm.
By what we do says more, a lot more at times than what we say.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can forgive somebody, even before they ask for forgiveness, if we can forgive them for what they've done, you know, that speaks volumes more than what anything you can say to them. Because not only are you not speaking to them, but you're representing to them how Christ relates to people.
Absolutely. And there's release and forgiveness. You know, the song you just played starts off, "As long as I live, I will never forget." Two words of pardon spoken in love, you know, enabling me to finally be free and giving me wisdom from heaven above. "As long as I live, I will never forget. Father, forgive."
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we hold on to hard feelings, bad feelings, unforgiveness, it's like a cancer, you know. It festers inside and will eventually eat us up, you know.
Mm-hmm. I heard an interesting quote a little while ago, and it said, when you forgive somebody, you set a prisoner free. That prisoner's you.
Amen. That's exactly right.
There's a lot of truth in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah.
You know, why should you lose your joy? Why should you let it eat away at you, like you say, as a cancer inside of you?
Yeah.
Just let it go.
Absolutely.
Let it go. Let the Lord deal with it.
Yeah. See, our human nature is totally opposite of that.
Yeah.
You strike out at me when my natural reaction is to strike back twice as hard at you.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why we have, you know, the way the world's in today with all the violence and the wars, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus said, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you and persecute you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's not a human trait.
No.
That's a divine trait.
Yeah. Powerful, though.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wonderful, though.
Yeah. Just think what the world would be like if we all followed that.
Yeah. Look at Desmond Doss.
Mm. Yeah. So... So I know you've been working on a lot of material, Bruce, lately, and you've spent a lot of time in the studio, and you've recently, over the past few months, that you've released a new CD, and you're working on a lot of new material even as we speak. I think you mentioned you've got enough material there for another couple of CDs.
Yeah.
So how much time do you get to spend in the studio? You know, how do you budget your time for that?
Well, the studio is my studio.
Mm-hmm.
I think if it were not my studio, I don't know how I would get it done. I do it when I can. Of course, I'm on my own time frame, you know, my own.
Mm-hmm.
I do it when I'm able to, and I'm a little more comfortable now than I was when I did my first CD, To God Be the Glory, because the technology was all new to me, and I basically went into it as computer illiterate. But I'm to a point now where I'm fairly comfortable with the equipment. And like I said, I do it on my own time frame.
Mm-hmm.
The first CD had 15 songs on it. The second one has 16. I've got over 60 songs finished. So doing the math, I've got at least two more CDs written.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping, I'm pushing away at it. I've got... the third one, I guess, about half finished.
Mm-hmm.
And when I can get the energy and the time, I put it into that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're able to distribute some of your CDs now. You've been able to, share with others some of your music. And towards the end of the program, we're going to, put out the email address for people if they'd like to contact and, try to get a CD for themselves, because I know you make them available for people.
Absolutely. Jesus taught that freely you have received, freely give.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it's much more blessed to give than to receive. And I said, well, Lord, if that's your way, then I want to do it your way, not
mm-hmm.
my way.
Mm-hmm.
And I've given literally hundreds of these CDs all over the world. They're in India and Africa, Israel, Tasmania, New Zealand, Australia, all throughout the United States and Canada. And I basically do it through the internet. I play live through the internet. And people that hear the songs request them. And it's interesting because they usually type or ask where can they buy it. And I said, you can't buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and they'd come back sounding disappointed. So I said, but you can have it.
Much to their delight.
And very surprised, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and so that's my ministry, you know, my music ministry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I, with a heart and a half, I mail it out. And literally, I've done, I don't know how many hundreds of these CDs. Send out to whomever requests it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whomever.
Well, it's wonderful to get the opportunity to put them on CD that you can you know, distribute them and share them.
Yeah.
Because you know, I know for a long time you had a whole repertoire, you know, that you hadn't recorded yet. So, but now you're getting them out, which is great.
Yeah.
Well, there's another song that we're going to play that you entitled Wow.
Yeah, and Wow was not on my second CD. It's going to be on my third CD. I live out in the country on Indian Mill Line, and I live on I rent a flat out there in what was a golf club. And first, when I moved there about 4 years ago, the golf club was open, and you know, the greens net were always mowed down. And for the last couple of years, it's been the golf club has been closed, and it's been left fallow. So, and this year was absolutely incredible. The wildflowers that grew up on the runways,
mm-hmm.
spectacular. I never seen anything like it. And you know, it's not too much light pollution out where I live. And when it's not cloudy, I can look up into the heavens and see the stars and the moon. And you know, it's so brilliant and so incredible, and mm-hmm. to know that my God is the one who, you know, created all this and mm-hmm. ordained all this and sustains mm-hmm. all this and put it in place. And to wake up in the morning, you know, and in the summertime, especially when the windows are open and hear the melodies of the songbirds, you know, mm-hmm. and all of God's creation, it just mm-hmm. testifies to the glory of God. Mm-hmm. And I started thinking about all this and writing this song. I said, well, what will I call this? You know, and in my limited vocabulary, you know, all I could think of to say is, wow.
All right, so, we'll
so this is what this song is called, Wow.
May it never be said of me, may it always be said of thee, Wow, Lord, you are awesome. May the songs I have to sing bring glory to your name. Wow, Lord, you are awesome. For the way you gave the breath of life to the dust formed in the ground. For the way you keep the universe from ever shutting down. For the way you cause the sun to shine, to welcome in each day. All that I can think to say is wow. May it never be said of me, may it always be said of thee, Wow, Lord, you're amazing. May the words I have to say bring you honor every day. Wow, Lord, you are amazing. The way you cause the moon and stars to brighten up the night. For the way you break the darkness with just a tiny candlelight. the way you've shown your love for me through Jesus Christ, your Son. All that I can think to say is wow. According to your word that you have given me, all that I can think to say is wow. For the way you change the seasons and color every day, for the way you listen to my heart every time I pray, for the gift of love and life I've seen in my baby's eyes. All that I can think to say is wow. For the way you understand me, Lord, much better than I do. For the way that you forgive me when I've disappointed you. For the way you hold me tenderly in your loving hand. All that I can think to say, all that I can think to say, Lord, all that I can think to say is wow. Thank you, Jesus.
Bruce, in this fast-paced world, you know, we just don't take enough time to sit back and look at the creation of God.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, yeah. How many things are out there that we can really say wow to that we just take for granted and don't take the time?
Yeah, we have to stop and smell the roses.
Yeah.
And, I tell you, it's an incredible journey. Mm. You know, when you shut down the world,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're so caught up in TV and radio and stereos, and
mm-hmm.
we just don't have time anymore. We're mesmerized.
Mm-hmm.
But the things that are actually important to us, we, you know, neglect. You know,
mm-hmm.
and when you finally realize that, then throw out your TV,
yeah.
and just go into your own solitude. You know,
mm-hmm.
your own sanctuary within your home, and shut out the world.
Mm-hmm.
And God will reveal so many wonderful things.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Book of Romans, you know, talks about how, you know, God uses, you know, creation to speak to us, you know, to reveal, you know, the truths that are out there. You know, we not only have God's word to teach us, but even in Christ's ministry, how much time did he spend out in nature?
Absolutely.
You know, using nature as parables, you know, to teach, you know, the deep and profound truths. And yet nature was something that everyone could relate to. It's not just a certain group of people here or there that could relate to it. Everyone could relate to it. You know, he could take the deepest truths and teach the simplicity of it through nature.
The universal language, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's there for us to avail of today. It's just, we shut it out. We think we have this wonderful technology now, whether it's, you know, internet or TV or HD or whatever it is, and they all have their purpose to serve, but they don't compare to what God has created for us to to learn from and to to respond by saying, wow.
Yeah. And he gave us responsibility to look after it,
mm-hmm.
which we fail miserably in doing too, you know. We can't enhance and improve on God's creation. You know,
mm-hmm.
plastic flowers don't take the place of real flowers.
Yeah. And in the world we live in today, there's so much turmoil. You know, the economic system seems on the, teetering on the brink of collapse. And where it's all going to lead, nobody can say for certain events that are going to take place. But Scripture's pretty clear that the Lord is soon to return.
Amen.
Our time's getting short for this program, but I was going to close out with one of your earlier pieces, Healer of the Nations, and really, Christ is our only hope.
Amen.
There's all other roads are dead ends, and for those who you've joined into our program, I said towards the end of the program I'd share with you an email address where you could write to obtain Bruce's latest CD or any of his music, and you can reach him at songmangospel@yahoo.ca. That's all one word, song songmangospel @yahoo.ca. And if for some reason you lose that address, you can always reach us here at radioreflection@yahoo.ca. That's radioreflection@yahoo.ca. We'd be happy to pass on any comments or questions or requests to Bruce if you email us at that email. So, in light of the fact that Jesus is our only answer, he's the only one who can heal the nations, we'll close with Healer of the Nations.
Will I fear when I trust in the Lord? He is my light and salvation. I will abide in His mercy and love. He is the healer of nations. Hear me, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy on me when you answer. I will be faithful and I will rejoice in the beauty and grace of my Master. Healer of nations, give ear to my prayer. Touch me and heal me today. Do not forsake me, but take me and make me a vessel of honor, I pray. Hear me, O Lord, when I call on your name. Do not rebuke me in anger. Cleanse me and I will be made whole again, washed in the blood of my Savior. Lift up your heads, O ye gates and ye doors, and the King of all glory shall enter. And we will reside in the house of the Lord, and we will abide there forever. Healer of nations, give ear to my prayer. Touch me and heal me today. Do not forsake me, but take me and make me a vessel of honor, I pray. So be of good courage and do not despair.
You're listening to Campus and Community Radio in St. John's. This is 93.5 CHMR FM.
Roughly one out of every three bites of food we eat is thanks to pollinators, the animals that plants rely on to reproduce. Without these important insects and birds, we wouldn't have many fruits and vegetables. We wouldn't even have chocolate. Sadly, many pollinators are threatened by habitat loss and pesticide use, but you can help protect these precious species. To learn more, visit hww.ca.